All right, Connie, are you comfortable?
I'm okay, Whit. 10-4.
Eugene?
Yes, Mr. Whitaker. Now, what may we expect?
Go ahead, Doctor, while I finish inputting the program.
Right. Dr. Foster here, Eugene. During this phase, we'll stimulate Connie's memories of you and then download what she remembers. You'll share that experience, and hopefully her memories will unlock yours.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right, sit tight for just a minute.
Whit, can they hear me?
No.
Good. Are you absolutely certain about this?
As certain as I can be, Katrina.
I was wondering, is it possible to select which memories he gets back? Can we leave some out?
Leave some out? Why would you want to do that?
Because some are rather bad. The kind I wish he wouldn't ever have to remember. The death of my father. The worry about the wrong people getting their hands on his research. What happened to him that night at the NIH?
Well, Katrina, you know, even if I could, would you really want me to? God uses our memories, both good and bad, to shape who we are and who we'll become. To get rid of those parts of our lives that cause us pain will rob God of one of the ways he works in our lives and hearts. Do you really want Eugene to be less than who he should be?
Of course not. But I love him, and if I could spare him the pain of reliving certain memories, I would.
Oh, I know.
But you're right, of course. I can't forcibly take away certain memories that I don't happen to like.
Do you want me to continue?
Yes.
Hey, are you guys awake in there or what?
Coming up. Fasten your seatbelts. The program will start in just a few seconds.
Are you okay, Eugene?
I suppose. I am afraid to hope yet again that this might work.
Eugene, what happened? What have we done?
I think we killed Wit's End.
Eugene, Connie, you're fired. Oh. Effective immediately.
Fired?
Wit?
I cannot have Ms. Kendall teaching me how to drive.
Eugene, I'm the instructor. You're the student. Now say it. What is this?
A key?
But for you, who's never accepted Christ, death will be a place of isolation and separation.
Do you really believe that, Connie?
With all my heart.
Then you better explain it all to me in detail.
You're a boy, which naturally means that you don't know the first thing about girls. I'm a girl,
which naturally means that you know everything there is to know about boys and girls.
Right! We wanted to let you know so you could get back in time to say goodbye.
Say goodbye to who, Connie?
To Whit! He left Odyssey!
Eugene. It's okay. We'll make it.
Ready, Bernard?
Ready when you are, Whit.
You know, I have a second, third cousin whose maiden name was Mushnick.
When researching my genealogy, I recall coming across a Martha Mushnick.
I know what you're thinking, and it's not possible.
You two do resemble each other.
We do not. Cousin Bernard, I refuse to be related to Eugene Nussmer.
Maybe we could enjoy ourselves with some bachelor kinds of things.
You mean things like wearing the same pair of socks for several days or shaking up a soda can to see who hits the ceiling with the spray?
Yeah, something like that.
Checkmate.
Pardon me?
I said checkmate.
Surely you jest.
Oh, surely I don't. It's checkmate, Eugene.
Oh, wait just a minute. Let me see. Well, it is indeed checkmate.
Eugene? It's been quite an adventure.
Indeed. Thank you.
All right, Katrina, here we go.
Go ahead.
Katrina.
Eugene.
How much longer can we go on wondering or second-guessing ourselves? I believe that we could have a wonderful, God-filled future together.
I love you, Eugene.
Oh.
Tom? Oh, there you are. What are you doing?
Just enjoying some hot chocolate, enjoying the quiet.
Well, we're ready for you upstairs.
I'm sorry, Whit, but I'm not gonna do it.
What? Why not?
Well, I'll do anything for Eugene, you know that. But I think you're going about this the wrong way.
Oh, how so?
Oh, come on, Whit. You're talking about relationship, about heart, and I'm wondering, what happened to praying? What happened to Eugene's relationship with God? How does he fit into all of this technical mumbo-jumbo?
Oh, I'm not leaving him out, Tom. I'm praying about everything we're doing. But we have to do something. Why is it wrong to try?
Well, it's not wrong. I just don't agree with it. Now, if you want to manufacture a relationship through that machine of yours, that's up to you. But I think Eugene needs real relationships with God, with us, and a lot of time, patience, and prayer.
Well, I can't argue with you, Tom, but...
Whip!
What's wrong, Connie?
You better come up. We have a problem.
But, Doctor, we must do it.
I won't do it, Eugene. We have a set level that we believe is safe, and we won't go over that.
Then there's little point in this entire experiment if you're only going to...
You see?
Hey,
hold on, Whit. Don't stop it yet. This is the best fight I've seen since my Aunt Bertha threw away my Uncle Ted's golfing pants.
Eugene,
you must understand
that. What's going on here?
You talk to him. He's your friend.
Eugene, what's wrong?
It didn't work, Mr. Whitaker. That's what's wrong.
Calm down, Eugene.
What didn't work?
Whatever you were doing, it wasn't enough. Oh. Connie, Katrina, Bernard, all three experienced full and vivid memories of my life, while I had only a vague sense of deja vu.
You thought you were a car?
What do you mean, Eugene?
I had a nagging sense of memory, but without the memory. Like a word that's right on the tip of your tongue, but you can't think of it.
Yeah, I see.
He wants us to give him all of the memories at once.
Yes. If we're going to do this, then let's do it seriously.
Eugene.
No, Mr. Whitaker, I want you to blast me. Turn
no,
up the volume.
Eugene, no.
Kick down the proverbial door to my memory. Use whatever colloquialism you prefer. But I'm weary of all this mere tinkering.
Eugene, it's too dangerous. We chose levels that we knew would be acceptable.
No.
That worked on me and Dr. Foster.
No, Mr. Whitaker.
Right.
You miscalculated. Those levels worked for you and Dr. Foster because you already had a shared memory of an experience.
Eugene,
I don't have those shared memories. And it must be obvious to you that small dosages are not working. You must increase the levels.
What's the matter? Oh, Eugene, what's wrong?
A slight headache. Little wonder when I have to suffer through all this nonsense.
Eugene, there's no need to be rude. Everyone's doing their best.
Oh, not quite.
I think we should go.
Yes, we should. This is a waste of time. Good day, all.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Bye.
Well, he sure can get feisty, can't he?
Yeah.
I have never seen him like that.
Don't take it personally. Those who suffer from amnesia go through drastic mood swings. It's not unusual. Certainly understandable.
So what are we supposed to do now?
Well, nothing. Until Dr. Foster and I can figure out the next step.
If there is a next step. We've already pushed this treatment as far as we dare take it.
Yeah.
I can't go any further without authorization.
Authorization?
From my superiors.
No, I'll bet that's not a fast process.
Unfortunately, no.
All right. Let's go home. Katrina, is everything all right?
Actually, no. Eugene is gone.
Gone? At 3 in the morning?
I just woke up and realized he was gone. The car is not in the driveway. I'm worried.
Oh, he's gone back to Wits End.
Yes, I'm sure of it.
All right. Call Dr. Foster at the Odyssey Hotel. Have him come and get you.
All right.
I'll go straight over to the shop.
Oh, stop him, Whit. I think he's going to do something foolish.
I'll do my best.
Thank you.
Right. I'm tired of half measures. People tinkering with science. If we're going to accomplish anything, we must take leaps, not small steps. All right. Computer, please activate downloaded memory programs. Connie Kendall. Bernard Walton. Katrina Meltzner. John Avery Whitaker.
Downloading memory programs. Warning, potential system overload.
Warning understood.
please override.
Override confirmed.
The time has come. I'm a science student and, might I add in all modesty, a recognized genius at the Campbell County Community College.
You're still speaking with your mind, you genius.
My grandfather is alive, Gene.
Hiram passed away last week.
Last week?
Well, Eugene, what are you gonna do?
What indeed, Miss Kendall? What indeed?
A pleasure to meet you, Miss Yanks.
You're in love with Katrina?
Yes, I am.
You're leaving Odyssey?
This is an expedition, a journey to myself.
Quit!
Katrina, there's something I have to say.
I love you.
Bye, Eugene. It's good to see you again.
Mr. Whittaker. Katrina, will you marry me? Apparently, I am the only person working here at Wits End who was not named valedictorian of my graduating class.
We're here today to join together Eugene Meltzner and Katrina Shanks in holy matrimony.
Eugene! Eugene! Oh, no, Eugene!
Program abort. Please confirm.
Confirm, hurry! Eugene!
Mr. Whittaker?
What have you done? Are you all right?
I'm a bit fuzzy. Help me?
Yeah, can you walk?
I believe so.
Here, let me help.
Oh, perhaps I should sit down.
Oh, yeah, all right. There. Now, just take it easy.
I don't feel very well.
Well, what exactly are you feeling?
A slight disorientation.
What else? What did you do to yourself, Eugene?
I'm not entirely sure. Oh, yes, the memories.
Whose memories?
All of them. It didn't work, Mr. Whittaker. Nothing will work. I've lost the best years of my life. I could see it in the program, but I don't remember it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eugene. I'm so sorry.
What are we going to do? What am I going to do?
We'll do whatever we have to, Eugene.
Nothing makes sense to me now. Oh, Mr. Whittaker, please. Pray with me.
Yes, I will, Eugene. Dear Father in Heaven, I give to you your child, Eugene, whom you love more than any of us do, better than he can love himself. We pray for his healing, or your grace and patience to cope if healing isn't within your will. His life is in your hands. Comfort him now. Give him your peace. Calm his spirit. Restore him, dear Father. In the name of your Son, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Whittaker. I believe I have the strength to stand now.
Good, good. Here, there.
I was a fool. Again, a desperate fool. I'm still slightly confused. Where's Jack?
Jack?
Jack Allen.
Well, he's been away on business. Why?
Well, so odd. I expected him to be here.
Why?
Well, I talked to him before I went into the imagination station.
Well, you couldn't have. He's in New York. I talked to him 4 hours ago.
No. Jack's supposed to be here. Then Connie, Tom, and Bernard came in.
Oh, now, slow down. You're mixing your tenses, Eugene. Jack is supposed to be here. Then Connie, Tom, and Bernard came in.
Yes. Jack was here when I came out of the imagination station. Then the rest arrived. They interrupted us. I was going to pray with Jack as I prayed with you.
Was that in the program, Eugene?
No.
Then... are you remembering?
Well, yes. I believe I am. Yes, Jack was here when I came out of the imagination station. I was going to pray to become a Christian. Yeah. Then the others came in, one at a time. You weren't here.
No.
You were in the Middle East, the archaeological mission.
Yes, that's right. You're remembering, yeah. Eugene. You remember.
Yes, I remember. It's my own memory. It's coming back. It's all coming back. But, I'm afraid it may be too much.
Eugene?
Forgive me, but I believe I'm about to pass into unconsciousness. Oh. You will catch me, won't you?
Eugene!
Dr.
I've already talked to Katrina, and she's given me the okay to give you an update.
Well, what have you found out, Dr. Foster?
Well, I have some good news and some bad news. Hmm.
Please start with the good news.
Well, we've run all the tests and scans that we can, and everything has come back normal. Oh. Eugene has suffered no physical damage that we can detect.
Oh, good, glad to hear that.
So, what's the bad news?
We still don't know why he's unconscious.
Well, you must have an educated guess, Doc.
That's possible, having somehow unlocked the door, that all of the memories came rushing back and it was just too much for him, like a blow to the head.
Yeah, you see, I told you, a blow to the head. That's how it always happens on TV.
But unlike television, the experience could have been disastrous. He was out of his mind to go back in like he did.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? He's been out of his mind.
Excuse me, Mr. Whittaker?
Yes, that's me.
Mrs. Meltzner wanted you to know that her husband seems to be waking up.
Oh, wonderful. That's good news.
Wonderful. Is he all right?
It's hard to say. I had a difficult time understanding him.
Sounds like he's all right to me.
May we see him?
She asked for all of you to come.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Mrs. Meltzner, now that's going to be tough to get used to.
Wait, a moment, please.
Yes, Doctor.
I want to talk to you about the imagination station.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that if it worked, if it really restored Eugene's memory, we have to use the technology elsewhere.
But I don't think it worked, Dr. Foster. You said yourself it was very dangerous.
Well, not if his memory has come back. If we go in that room and Eugene remembers, that's a huge scientific breakthrough.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dr. Foster, but I can't give you the technology.
Can't or won't?
Won't. If his memory is back, it won't be because of the imagination station, though it may have played a small part.
Well, then what did it?
Prayer.
Oh, come in. Please, come in.
Oh.
Well, hello there.
Eugene, how are you feeling, Eugene?
Well, I'm not, as it were, 100% better. Dr. Foster was correct in his caution about overdosing on my memories.
Do you remember anything, Eugene?
Much to my consternation, I seem to remember it all.
Oh,
that's good, isn't it? I mean, why would you be concerned?
Because I am able to remember that you, Mr. Walton, consistently beat me at chess through a complete absence of proper strategy.
Yeah, well, who needs strategy?
And you, Mr. Riley, are continually annoyed by my vocabulary.
Well, a howdy every now and then wouldn't kill you.
And you, Miss Kendall,
yes?
Are predisposed to disagree with me about everything.
I am not.
QED. So you see, I remember it all now. My first visit to Wits End, my rather tumultuous courtship with Katrina. It has all come back, and it is enough to make me weep.
Weep? Oh, it can't be that bad, Eugene.
Not bad, Mr. Riley. Bittersweet. For as I recall the difficult and painful experiences, I also recall the times of happiness and deep satisfaction, of my relationship with each one of you, which causes me no end of joy to the very marrow of my being.
What did he just say?
I think he just said he loves you all very much.
Oh.
As only he could say it.
He's not expecting us to say it back, is he?
Eugene, welcome home.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Whittaker. Oh. You know, right now I wish I had my ukulele.
What?
I'd like to capture this moment in a song.
Oh, no. It's in the car.
I'll get it.
You don't have to now, really.
I want to. Eugene is back. He's really back. Oh, he's really back.
Welcome back, Eugene. It's good to have you and Katrina home. You know, I think Tom and Whit got it right. Relationships are more important than any computer program could ever be. Whether it's our relationship with our friends, our teachers, or our parents, we should remember that true and loyal friends are a blessing from God. And of course, our most important relationship should be with God Himself. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A most intriguing question, a most surprising answer, and a most extraordinary conclusion were written by Paul McCusker, Marshall Younger, and Nathan Hubler, and directed by Paul McCusker and Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Walker Edmiston, Dave Madden, Audrey Wazalewski, Matt Hurwitz, and Will Ryan as Eugene. Our sound designers were Alan Hurley and Glenn Montjoy. with music by John Campbell. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.